And finally this hour, music legend Etta James has died. The 73-year-old singer was known as the matriarch of the blues, but her unmistakable voice defied genre. Blues, R&B, rock, jazz, she could do it all. Her career spanned more than half a century and influenced countless singers. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Etta James had grit in her voice that could rub like salt in a wound or melt like sugar.
At last, my love has come along.
She was born Jamesetta Hawkins in Los Angeles in 1938. Her first manager and promoter cut up Jamesetta's name and reversed it, Etta James. She was discovered when she was 14, the same age her mother was when Etta James was born. Within 3 years, the foster home runaway had her first hit with the girl group The Peaches. Roll With Me Henry was deemed too racy for radio because roll was a euphemism for sex. Etta James was still a minor when she toured with Little Richard. Then she signed with leading blues label Chess Records and dyed her hair platinum blonde.
What I was doing was trying to be a glamour girl.
That's James on WHYY's Fresh Air in 1994.
Because I had been a tomboy most of the time, and I wanted to look grown. You know, I wanted to wear high heel shoes and fishtail gowns and big long rhinestone earrings.
Between 1960 and 1963, James had 10 records on the R&B charts.
Something's got a hold on.
A darkness runs beneath that joy, and an anger, says David Ritz. He wrote a biography of Etta James.
It isn't like she sings the song. Sometimes you kind of feel like she's going to war with the song.
By the mid-1960s, Etta James was using hard drugs. She bounced checks, forged prescriptions, and stole from her friends. A judge finally gave her a choice, prison or rehab. In 1974, she spent months in recovery at a psychiatric hospital.
I was around nothing but a lot of white kids. And the thing where they were all younger than I was. And I remember on Saturdays, they would play all these great rock and roll records. And I would say, "Ooh, man, that music is really happening." And then what really made me think it is because my song, I'd Rather Go Blind, they had a version of it by Rod Stewart. And they kept saying, "Hey, this is the song you wrote. Listen." And I said, "All right."
Something told me it was over.
Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones sent James a letter in rehab and invited her to tour with the band if she stayed clean. In 1978, she joined the Stones on tour. By the 1990s, she'd reached a new generation of fans and won a Grammy. The next challenge was jazz.
It was too disciplined. It was too confining. At least that's the way I thought. And I thought you had to be really, really cool and be bourgeois, you know, to do that. And I didn't want to do that. I mean, I was a sloppy kid with tattoos all over. I wanted to be just wild. I think it took me maturing.
My poor heart is sentimental. Not made of wood.
Etta James said her tribute to Billie Holiday also honored her mother, who loved Holiday and jazz. She said it helped make peace with the woman she idolized and who had abandoned her. It's often said of Etta James that you could hear her whole life in her voice. James told NPR in 1989 that made sense, though she mostly sang for herself.
You know, and when I sing for myself, I probably just sing for everybody that has any kind of little hurt or any kind of bad feelings or good feelings, ups and downs, you know, highs and lows, that kind of thing.
Etta James went to extremes and owned them in her life and in her music. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Sunday kind of love, a love to last past Saturday night, and I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight, and I want a Sunday kind of love. Oh, yeah, I wanna. a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody, someone to care. And I'm on a lonely road that leads to nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming, oh yeah, and all my Sunday scheming, every minute, every hour.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.